How have you been spending the last 3 months? What have you been up to?
Well, I think I've done everything I can in terms of being a good father and husband, and also training hard and trying to stay where I need to be for the startup. So we ended up leaving Dallas after the season shut down. We waited our 14 days and kind of did our quarantine there, and then drove up. Me and my wife, my daughter, and our dog. We drove up to. We have a place in BC, just about an hour and a half away from Banff. And nice. We took a U-Haul and drove up, and we've been there ever since. So,
did you get to skate at all, Andrew?
You know what? No, I didn't end up skating until last week, the beginning of the last week. You know, there was no ice really around, so I've actually been skating in Calgary. So I started last week. I'm skating for the next, obviously, until we go back. But I'm in Calgary throughout the week, and then I go out there on the weekend. So that's kind of how I set it up.
Berkey.
It's Berkey. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, no problem. How you doing?
Good. Where in BC are you?
Good. A place called Invermere.
Oh, it's
so
beautiful,
it's kind of, Yeah. So it's about an hour and a half away from Banff, and pretty quick drive to Calgary. So it's been perfect. It's been nice. It's been nice, to be honest.
It's outstanding. You ever go to the hot springs?
Yeah. We got a place out there right on the water. So it's been a good place to kind of work out and be with the family during all this.
So I want to go back to your Michigan days. You played with some pretty good players. Your first year there, Jack Johnson, Matt Hunwick, Kevin Porter, Mark Matera, pretty good squad.
Yeah, I know we did. I think both of our years there, we had a really good team. You know, I think that's the one thing with college hockey that I've always had an issue with is, you know, you play a one game kind of, you know, in the tournament, you could be kicked out in one game. So we ended up playing North Dakota both years. The first year was in North Dakota against, you know, they had Tate, they had Oshie. They had basically Stafford, you know, a great team, and we ended up playing our tournament game in North Dakota against them, and we lost and we were out. And then the next year we played them again, and our goalie didn't play good, and we ended up losing, I think it was 8-7. So, you know, you have a good hockey team for both years with some really good players, but, you know, you lose one game and you're out. So that was kind of, you know, disappointing, but, no, we had a good hockey team for. And it's a great program. I think playing college hockey, and especially at Michigan, I don't think you can get much better.
Justin, you know something about BC, Justin?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're acting like Invermere's on the moon. That's a great place to visit there. Just looking at the NHL's return to play, I wonder if you have any general thoughts about it. In particular, I'm wondering about potential hub cities. Do you have any preference if you go play in your bubble and it's in Edmonton or Vegas or Toronto or wherever it may be?
You know what? I think what I look for is, I think the situation is a situation. I think at the end of the day, the hub city, it's going to have to be safe, and it's going to be a situation where, you know, you'll be at the hotel and then you'll be at the rink. You know, I'm talking myself personally, in my opinion, in terms of what I would enjoy. You know, I'd love to play in Canada. I think that would be, you know, I think with the knowledge that we're not going to have fans in the stands in terms of playing in playoffs in that atmosphere, I think one thing players could really grasp and feed off of is the energy of the what's going on around outside the rink. And there's no better place than that in being in Canada. You know, I feel like as a player, I try to get away from the media in terms of, you know, the social media, the media, the attention, especially in playoffs, because you want to kind of stay focused and you know how much is going on outside. But I honestly think this is going to be a scenario where guys are going to want to see and hear about all the stuff that's being talked about, and, you know, the fans and the people that are watching, because we're not going to actually have fans during the game. So when I think about myself personally, in terms of my opinion and what I would really feed off in terms of the energy, I think playing in Canada is, you can't really get much better, because I know the people and the cities will truly embrace it. And I think it's something that the players could really use in a situation like this.
With Andrew Cogliano, the Dallas Stars, interesting with the idea of no fans. The NBA put out their proposals yesterday, and one of the ones it's particularly interesting, and I'm just thinking about it from a TV point of view, how cool it will look, the idea that they'll allow their players to go to other games to watch. You show up at your hub city, Dallas is playing, you know, in that round robin with Vegas and Colorado and St. Louis. Edmonton and Chicago are playing later on that night. Will Andrew Cogliano go to watch if he's allowed?
I guess why wouldn't you? You know, I think that's pretty, it's something really weird to think about, to be honest. Like, I haven't really grasped that idea of it, but you know, how I look at it is it's going to be like a tournament, almost a tournament feel, where, you know, it's, you think about when you played on the World Juniors or these, you know, the guys that have played World Championships and Olympics. I think it's the same feel in terms of, you know, you go back to your hotel, you hang out with the guys, you hang out with your team, and then you go play. And if an option is to go watch playoff games and watch other teams, you know, I think guys that really, you know, like hockey and enjoy it and want to watch, I think we'll go. And I don't see a problem. I think at the end of the day, why wouldn't you? And I'd probably go check out a few, but I haven't really grasped that idea of that, to be honest.
Berkey.
Jeff is famous for asking questions that the guest is not prepared to answer. So get used to
it. Actually, they're actually questions where the guest says, "What are you eating, space cake, man? Yeah. Like, what's with you?"
Yeah. So, Andrew, I'm going to tell a little story. I got to see you play a lot at St. Mike's because your teammate was the son of a guy I used to work with at that other sports company in town. I got to see you play a lot, and man, you had a great year, your draft year. But what a historic draft you were part of. 2005, first round pick. Remember that?
Yep. Yeah. You know, that was, you know, I look at that draft, and, you know, you look back now, and you got to see all the players that were taken, and it's even the players that were taken in the second and third round and later were, you know, they're all stars now in the league. But it was kind of a unique, you know, I was able to be drafted on junior and a junior A at St. Mike's. And I don't think that's, you know, I think that's something that I'm proud of because I was able to stay there and play for a team and for a coach I really wanted to, but not kind of have to go to the OHL to be drafted. And I thought it was pretty special. I thought that was one of my, I think those 2 years were actually two of my favorite years of hockey. And I think it just proves what a team atmosphere and playing with good guys and for good people and, can do. And I had a great time. I think, like I said, I think those 2 years I've stood out of my mind as some of my best hockey years for sure.
Man, you had the puck a lot.
Yeah.
What did you think of the rink? I mean, I would watch you play. I mean, you're so fast and you're playing on a 180 by 80. What did you think of the arena there?
Yeah, you know what? The St. Mike's rink, I think I was able to grow up and play in it through my years at school. So, it always had a kind of a special feel to it for me, just being there as a school kid and playing. You know, we played some big games there where a lot of fans came, which was pretty, you know, we have memories playing against Wexford and North York. And, you know, we played some big games there. And it was a lot of fun. So, yeah, it was a small rink, but things happened fast. You know, it was one of those rinks that, you know, you can look really, you can look good when you're one of the better players because you get places pretty fast, right? So I think that was kind of something that helped me in that situation.
Justin.
Andrew, you guys are sort of entering into a situation that, well, we've never seen it before in the NHL, and so there's a lot to try to make sense of, and getting players' opinion on what they're going into has been very interesting for me. So I wanted to get your take on the potential situation your team is headed into, a four-team play-in sort of scramble, reseeding. I guess, how do you feel about the two exhibition games followed by a little tournament to reseed your team there going into playoffs?
Yeah, you know what, I think we got lucky. Not luck, no, you know, maybe that's the wrong word of saying it because, you know, our points percentage was, you know, put us in that spot. But, you know, we were right there with Edmonton in terms of getting that spot. And, you know, I hate to say it for Edmonton fans, but you know, to play two exhibition games and to play reseeding games, I think, is an advantage. I think you're able to get up to speed without having the pressure of actually getting into the playoffs. So, you know, that's a big difference to me. You know, I feel like the guys are going to have to play in. You know, obviously, you get your two exhibition games, and then you're in playoffs, right? So, I think it's a big advantage for us. I really do. I don't want to. That's my opinion. I think, you know, you technically get six games of against good teams too, right? You're playing Colorado and St. Louis. You get to really tune up, and it's not like you're playing just exhibition games. You're playing games that matter, but hey, you're in the playoffs. So I do think it's a big, big advantage for us. And I think we're very fortunate to get that positioning.
With Andrew Cogliano of the Dallas Stars on Hockey Central, and this has always been your calling card, your speed. First of all, your ability to stay in games. We all know about the Ironman streak and all of that. But the one thing that I think Andrew Cogliano is, I think speed. But I'm curious what Andrew Cogliano thinks when he sees Denis Gurianov on the ice.
Oh, wow. You know what, Gary, like, I don't think he knows yet how good he can be. I think he's a player like that where he's still finding his way in terms of, how dominant he can be. In terms of a straight line, I think about other players in terms of who could be faster. Mm-hmm. I think, obviously Connor, yeah. I think the fastest in the league, but I think he's the fastest in terms of crossing over and creating separation that way. I actually think Denis could be top two fastest in a complete straight line. There's no way defensemen could enjoy seeing him on the ice when you know a puck could be flipped out. He's skating. I was skating with Matt Dumba yesterday, and he kind of said the same thing to me. That was the first thing he said. It's like, you know, that guy, you know, you're actually on the defensive when he's out there, because any puck that gets even remotely near him, ahead of him, he's going to probably beat you. So, I think he's still learning kind of like how to hold on to the puck. He's a big man, but I don't think he's grasped that idea of like puck protection yet. And I think when he does with his speed, I think he's going to be a really, really good player.